Or do I praise him? Do I testify? Do I rejoice and give God thanks? Do I bow at his feet? How do I respond? Do I walk around feeling like God owes me something?
Come on now.
Just because I say I'm a Christian and I go to church every Sunday, I feel like God owes me something.
Come on, come on.
So I don't give that reverence, that respect to God. Because I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be. This is what he's supposed to be doing. There are three ways that God answers us. He says yes. He says wait. What's our response when he's telling us to wait? When he tells us not right now. Bills are due, but he ain't blessed you with the finances just yet. We get a little weary. We get a little discouraged. But God, I can't pay this bill right here. This is some of our responses. But I don't know what I'm going to do. That's some of our responses. But then the third response is, he'll tell us no.
Yeah.
What's our response when he tells us no?
Come on.
But God, you said. But he said no.
Yeah.
But God, he ain't changed yet. She ain't changed yet. But he said no. Or he said wait. See, we get some type of way when things don't go our way. When things are not going as fast as he said it was going to go, or we think it should go. In our minds, we think it should just be, you know, but God don't move in our time. God tells us to wait. He wants to know how we're going to handle things. I believe one of the Tyler Perry, somebody said, are you going to be cool or come out of a bag? Come on, y'all done heard the same.
Yeah.
Do we grumble or do we complain? But God, I don't have this or I don't have that. I can't pay this, I can't pay that. He still ain't getting right, she still ain't getting right. But God wants us to wait on the manifestation. We give up right before the miracle is about to happen. Some of you right at the door of a breakthrough. You're right there, but you're getting discouraged. You're about to turn around, but don't turn around. Because weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. And it may not be the a.m. Your morning could be the p.m. So don't think about it as the night or the day.
Yeah.
Your morning can be whenever God says your morning is. Y'all, I'm trying to keep my cool because I just really want to just scream right now. Our response to God should be one of gratitude.
That's right.
And it shouldn't just be a one-time thing. You know, we all get together on Thanksgiving and then we want to give thanks to God. Just on Thanksgiving. But every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day. See, we get too comfortable. And we think we got this thing all wrapped up in a bag. But we can't get comfortable. We feel like, God, if he did it last week, he gonna do it again this week. And you right. He will. But guess what? He don't have to. He's sovereign. So we have to rejoice. And we got to praise him no matter what. Y'all know how our children do, and because they feel like they know mama got my back, they know daddy got my back, so I'm just going to do it like this right here because I know they're going to pick up the pieces. Y'all know how we do.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on here.
how we do. I did it too. I'm going to spend this right here because I know mama going to help me next month. But that's ungrateful.
Come on, please.
It's disrespectful. Because we know God going to do it. We know God got our back, so we going to just do any old thing? No.
No, no.
That's ungrateful. How, what are we? What is our response to God? Is that your response? God blessed you with a new job. God blessed you, but you won't even give. You won't even pay your tithes and your offerings, but you pray to God for this job.
Come on.
That's your response. What are you telling God? God, I don't care. Come out here. What are we saying to God when we're disobedient? But we want God to have our back. God wants obedient servants. He wants us to do the will of God. We can't do whatever we want to do. It might seem right. But is it the word of God? Is it the will of God for your life? We got to know what God is saying. It's ungrateful. We don't want to be ungrateful people. We don't want God to know that we are ungrateful. He knows all about us. We don't know when it's going to end. Come on here, you get to using people so much, they get to walking away from you.
Amen. Amen, sister. I'm a
witness. They can only do it for so long.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Same way with God, God will turn out his back on us and leave us out there by ourselves.
Come on now.
But we got to give God praise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We got to give him the admiration of the Holy Spirit. We got to bless him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. A songwriter put a pen on a piece of paper. He says, every day.
Every day.
Is the day of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
He had to say it again. It's a day of Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because God has been so good to me.
So good.
That every day he's blessing me.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
He says take the time to glorify the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Not tomorrow.
Today,
we get in a hurry. We got to go here. We got to go there. We're looking at our watch. It's time to go. But where are we going?
Come on now.
We got to take the time to glorify the Lord. Because we're going to miss something. All we doing is going to sleep. We sleep up time. We get so hurt, get in a hurry all the time. We get up, we sleep until it's time to go. We wanted to go get in the shower. We wanted to go get in the car, and we wanted to work. We ain't never took time out for God. We get up just enough time to get ready for work. We got to try to get up a little bit early and give God some praise first. Because if it had not been for God, we'll be still sleeping. We got to spend time. We got to spend time with the Lord. We got to spend time in his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. Who don't want joy?
Hallelujah.
We going around here sad and depressed and busted. That's because you're not in his presence.
That's it. That's it.
But if we're in his presence, we got joy. This is not the time to rest. We're going to rest at the end.
Yeah.
But right now, we got to be working for the master.
Yeah.
We got to be working. David said it best. He says, enter into the gates with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And into his courts with praise. Yeah. Be faithful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. That's why we come collectively into the house of God to give God praise. We come collectively in the house to give. Let me just tell you, let me take you back into the Bible country to Hannah.
Oh,
Uh-oh. Come on.
Hannah was barren. She couldn't have kids. Right. But the other one, she was the wife of Elkanah. Uh-huh. She was one of the wives.
One of them.
The other wife, she could have children. That's what they did back then. Now, that's not what we're doing now. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just help you to understand that. And I can kind of imagine how Hannah must have felt, because she couldn't have kids. But these other kids are thrown in her face. So she goes to God and she prays. That's our line. That's our connection to God. That's our communication. That's how we communicate with God. We go to him and we pray. Now don't be on one of those conversations. You know how you get calling people that just talk all the time. You don't never get a word in edgewise. That's not communication.
That's it.
Communication is a two-way street. So she prayed to God. And she told God what she wanted. Her desire was to have a kid. She sat back and she listened to what God had to say. God blessed her to have a kid. Now, she was grateful. This was her response. She said, I'm going to give him back. What a response. I'm going to give him back. Because she was grateful. Now, she could have took that kid and she could have went all up in the other wife's face and been, you know, you know, she could have played it for what it was, but she didn't. She gave the child back. She surrendered.
That's it. She kept
her promise. See, that's what we got to do. We got to keep our promises to God. God says, yes, I'm going to bless you. He did that. He blessed us. So what's our response when God blesses us? Things are going the way we think that they are, may not be going the way you think they should. May be going the way you think they should. But we should give God praise. See, the devil, let me tell you what happens when you praise. It confuses the enemy. Because he think you should be all sad and busted and disgusted because you can't pay your bills. The light bill due, telephone bill due, all that's due, my rent due. I ain't got the money for it. But when I come in, in the house with the saints and I praise God, look, the devil sit back. He down there because he's scared. Because he like that. What she know that I don't know?
Come on now.
Because he knows your faith, your belief. See, we can come in here all day long, but if we don't believe, he can care less. Because once we hit that door, we going back to murmuring and complaining. So it doesn't fear God. Fear the devil. Because Satan said, oh, they just going to come up in there. They're going to do their same little routine that they do every Sunday. But when they get out of there, they going back to smoking, drinking, talking crazy, cussing, and all that other kind of living crazy. So it don't bother him. He going to give you a little 3 hours here at the church. Because if it starts getting too long, they gone. So he don't mind.
Come on, threaten
him not one bit that we up in here. What threatens him is when we praise and we go out there and show the people who God is. See, because the devil know, but we don't know. He knows what's in store and what he can't have. So he's upset. He don't want to be out there by himself. He's trying to take some folks to hell with it.
That's it.
But tell him he can't have us. Uh-huh. So in our story today about the leopards men, it was 10 leopards. Mm-hmm. Now they knew who Jesus was, because they say Jesus and then they said Master. Mm-hmm. So they was aware of who Jesus was.
Come on now.
Now these leopards men, they couldn't go into the public places.
Right.
They had to stay on the outskirts because of their disease. You know how when people have AIDS, how we do people that would have AIDS. Uh-huh. Y'all know, come on here.
Come on,
even though we know the true story of how you get it, but we still don't want to be around people that say they have AIDS. Well, that's how these leopards men was.
Come on, Jesus.
They couldn't be around people. Now, all these leopards men was together was the same race except for one of them. One of them was a Samaritan, but I will be your friend because we're in the same boat.
Come on.
Now, they wanted to be healed. That's all they was thinking about was being healed. And it's okay to want to be here. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And they got what they wanted.
Yeah.
But how did they respond?
Come on.
Look what happened. the Samaritan man,
come on,
that didn't believe, did more than the people that knew who Jesus really was.
Come on now.
He went back.
All right.
He said, let me go back.
Come on.
Grateful that I'm here. Thank you, Lord, that I'm here. I got to go back. I got to reverence God. I got to give him a little praise for a minute.
Hallelujah.
Because I realized that it wasn't nobody but God.
That's it.
I realized that I could not have done this by myself.
Yeah.
Jesus told him to go to the priest. They already knew then.
Because
once I step to the priest, he's going to give me clearance to go back with my family. And that's what it is. But this man said, you know, I ain't even worried about the priest. I got to go back to Jesus. But look what happens when you go back and you give God praise. You get double for your trouble. He didn't just get healed, but he got whole. He was made whole. So everything that was going on in his life came together. He was delivered. He was set free. So we just want to be saved, but it's more to it than just being saved. We got some nasty ways that we got to be delivered from. We got some lying tongues that we got to be delivered from. We got some stuff that we got to be delivered from. So don't stop until you get everything that God. It's good that I can play the organ. It's good that you know, I can sing a little bit. You know, but that ain't enough. It's all right that I can do half, but it ain't enough. I want all that God has for me. It's more to this thing. So don't stop when you get a certain age or a certain demographic. You just stop and say, I'd have come as far as I want to go. No. God got so much more in store for us. The people of God.
Yes, Lord.
He has so much more for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Did y'all see the man's response?
Glory.
The one, he says, and one of them, mm-hmm. when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice.
Yeah.
Pastor Jones said all the time, you can't make quiet praise. That's the evidence right there. With a loud voice, he glorified God. That ain't all he did. He lay prostrate.
Hallelujah.
He lay prostrate on his face. Y'all know we don't even want to get out of bed half the time to pray. But he lay prostrate on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. Look at that. That's Samaritan. Y'all know the dealings with the Jews and the Samaritans. Y'all know all that wasn't all that, but this was a Samaritan man.
Come on now.
Why is it the people of God don't do what God say do? But then we want to point fingers at the rappers and all them out there. But you don't know what they prayer life is all about. But when he tell us to go do something, we won't even go out there and do nothing.
Come on.
But the Muslims are on the coast. They knocking at your door.
Yes.
They out there doing what we should be doing.
Yeah.
But we want God to bless us in that high.
Two for me.
Jesus. See, this, he got a deeper relationship with God.
Mm.
That's what we want. We want a deep, intimate relationship with God. We don't want to just know him.
Come on.
We don't just want to know his name. We want to have that intimacy with him. Yes. We want that intimacy. He saved this stranger. And if he did it for a stranger, wouldn't he do it for his own?
That's right.
But we got to be grateful.
Hallelujah.
Colossians 3:15, that B part says, be thankful. We have to give God thanks. Give God praise.
Mm-hmm.
Praise is an action. You got to do something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If I'm walking around looking all sad and pitiful and down, But I tell you, I'm happy. You're not going to believe me.
That's right. That's right.
Because it doesn't show on my face. So it's an action. We have to show some sign. That's all I'm saying. You got to show some sign. How do I show sign? I'm glad you asked. David says, shout unto God.
Hallelujah.
With a voice of triumph.
Yeah.
That's what the enemy is afraid of. You scare the enemy when you get to praising God. Hannah praised God. Have you ever been to that place where God has done something miraculous for you? And you just wanted, you just couldn't help yourself. Pastor Jones always say you get the case of the I can't help it.
Yeah.
But God is gracious. He's worthy of the praise. David danced out of his clothes, y'all. All the stuff that David had gone through. David wanted to show God his blessings. He danced out of his clothes to give God praise.
Come on
here. I can remember back in the time where Reverend Mike was here. Howard, he'll dance, dance, dance. Because he was giving God praise. But the saints were looking at him and think something was wrong with him. But when the folks out in the street, if they were to come in here and see us dancing and praising God, guess what? They're going to be like, what's going on up in there? I'm coming back over there next Sunday. They having a Holy Ghost party.
We
used to say, ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost party. Because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. I don't care how tired you get. Y'all know when we was out there in the club, that we was going to 1 and 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then go to the after party. But we kept right on dancing. Honey, we ain't stopped dancing. We just changed partners. We just changed partners. I heard a story one time about a deaf and a dumb guy, and y'all probably heard about it, but he was in the church and he got so excited he couldn't talk. But they said he lit a match and was waving it. But whatever way you got to give praise to God, he did that. But he couldn't talk, but he said, I'm gonna praise God anyway. If you can't say that, then let me just go on and drop this in there, y'all. Don't light no matches. But wave your hands. Come on here. Wave your hands in the presence of the Lord. Because that defeats the enemy. He think he got you. But when you come up in here dancing like nobody's business, honey, the devil get on the run. I don't care what you're going through. God is still worthy of the praise. David said in Psalms 135:1, he says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, O ye saints of the Lord. Where the saints of the Lord is. Come on here, saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 146 says, praise ye the Lord. Come on, I'm still waiting on y'all. Y'all ain't got it yet. Psalms 147 says, praise ye the Lord. Come on, you still sitting on your feet. Psalms 148 says, praise ye the Lord. Where the servant says. Psalms 149 says, praise ye the Lord. Did he hear it in Psalms 150? Praise ye the Lord. And look here, the people must want praises, because at the end of that deep part, he says, let everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. But sister, why are we praising him? Why are we praising him? Because he's gracious. His grace is sufficient. We're praising him because he gave his only begotten of the Father to die on Calvary for our sins. He thought we weren't getting no better. But he died on the cross for us. He gave up his life for us. Who would do that for you? Nobody but Jesus. So he's worthy of the praise. If it had not been for Jesus on our side, we'd be lost on our way to a devil's hand. But God says, for you I live. I did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for us. he went through the agony and the pain for us because he knew we was going to need a Savior.
All right.
On that Thursday morning, he got up with all power. Speak life. Stop speaking negative and start speaking life. Where do I get life from? From the word. There's healing in the word. There's deliverance in the word. I don't care what the circumstances look like. Speak the word and put the word on. I dare you to put the word on. To put the word on it. Speak the word. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. And I guarantee you, God would open up doors for you that no man can shut. He'll shut doors for you that no man can open. So I don't care what you went through in your past, leave it in your past. But Jesus has shut the door. He shut the door. Because of his love for us. We can do everything else in the world. But now we got to give our lives to Jesus. Today. Because from this next second, it's not promised. To none of us. God can come at any time.
That's right.
We got to know that we're right. And we got to know that we're ready to meet the King. I told one of my nieces one time, I said, baby, yeah. What you're doing is not right. But think about this. If you turn your life around and do it the right way, and you get to heaven, and all of that I said wasn't true, what have you lost? But just think about it. If you believe in this word, I'm telling you, and you get to heaven and you find out, oh, wait a minute, that was right. What have you lost? Everything. God ain't left us here just to be here.
Come on,
he ain't left this word just to leave this word sitting dormant somewhere. We got to speak this word into the lives of others that they might be saved. We can't rest until our brothers and sisters are saved. I can't rest until I bring my nieces and nephews unto God's submission. I can't rest until my children are where God wants them to be.
Yeah.
I can't rest until I'm where God needs me to be.
Yeah.
We got a work to do, y'all.
Yeah.
We got a work to do.
Yeah.
Sister Allen said it this morning in Sunday school. May the work I've done speak for me. Is my living in vain? I don't want my living to be in vain. I want to do what God has called me to do.
Yeah.
And you might be in this place right now. And you may say that I'm not saved. But I want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. And you might say, well, I'm saved. But I got some things I need to be delivered from. And that's all of us.
Yeah,
so don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
That's right. Yeah.